Bill, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, tell me, of the roads, of the percentage of roads in Ingham County, how many have been cleared and how much work do you have left?
Well, all of our primary roads were in pretty good shape as of last night. And in the case of subdivision streets, they had made at least a single pass in most, if not all, the streets. And about 60% of them had been cleared curb to curb. This morning they started again at 5:30, and they're working their way through the rest of those subdivision streets. Rural local roads had all also been done last night. They were fighting drifting on some of those, and those are being cleaned up today as well.
As I learned yesterday, I thought coming into work it wasn't so bad, but when I got home and we had to bust out two snowblowers and I watched the plows go around, we did get a significant amount of snow, and I was wondering, did you have any challenges with clearing that out while we had so much, you know, out there at one time?
Yeah, it's a lot of snow, and in subdivisions, it's kind of a tight area to work. The plows have to move a lot slower because it's a lot of snow in a small area and a lot of curvature. Cul-de-sacs are always difficult for us to do. People clearing their driveways can be an issue, especially if they push snow out into the road and across the road. That can leave snow back on the road. So, yeah, it's a lot of snow to deal with in a small area. So, what we're asking, of course, again, is for people who are clearing their driveways to try to put it to the sides of the driveway rather than across the road or out into the road, because that can really hamper our efforts to get it all cleaned up.
Yesterday you had 45 trucks, I believe, out plowing. Did they run into any incident?
Just nothing major. Stalled cars or stuck cars here and there, and Ingham County Sheriff's Department cooperated very nicely with us to dispatch tow trucks to help move those out of the way. Nothing out of the ordinary that you wouldn't expect for this type of storm.
And from what you know, no roads are impassable at this point in time in Ingham County?
No. The people should find all the roads passable. Again, some of the rural low-volume local roads that experience drifting, there might be some minor thicknesses of snow, but I would believe it would be passable. I don't think there's anything that's impassable this morning.
So the remainder of the clearing will be completed by today, you think?
I have a pretty good feeling that we'll have everything cleaned up today, assuming we don't have wind problems. There is supposed to be a little bit more wind today, but at least as of last night, it had died down. But during the day, the wind could pick up, and that could create some drifting for us. But for the most part, we should be cleaned up today.
If people have any challenges with the road conditions where they are, something missed or maybe something new, how should they contact your office?
Just give us a call at 676-9722, and our public relations coordinator will take their concern and dispatch it right out to the crew, and we'll get it addressed as quickly as possible.
Now, on my way from downtown Williamston, where I live near, on my way out to the highway, I noticed that there were some icy roads. Will folks be laying out salt? Will Ingham County and the local municipalities?
Yeah, yesterday we didn't use a lot of salt simply because we were mostly concentrating on opening the roads, but today as we finish up, we'll be laying down a full shot of salt on the roads and get that residual melted off. Our other concern with salting last night would have been with the blowing snow and the freezing cold temperatures, the salt may not have been very effective, and it can actually cause snow to kind of accumulate on the road rather than blow dry across it, melt and refreeze into black ice. And black ice is a real concern to us. But today, with they're expecting some sunshine, and the hopefully the blowing will die down, and we won't have any more accumulation, of course, so salt will be more effective today, and we should see a lot of bare pavement today.
All right, looks like you're past this challenge. What's up next for you, Bill?
Well, winter's not over yet, so we probably have a few more snowstorms coming. I think the long-range weather forecast is looking at some light snows into next week. So we just take it as it comes and get it cleaned up as quickly as we can. If we continue to have a real heavy winter like we had this week, that affects our ability to maintain our roads in the summer as it eats into our budget. But I guess that remains to be seen. Right now, prior to the storm, our budget was right on par for use of winter budget for this time of year. But if we continue to have a real heavy winter, that could impact our ability to do paving and other maintenance in the summer.
All things considered, when you start thinking about budgets, are you concerned what's going to come down from the Ingham County board? Because obviously your numbers may get cut again.
Well, our budget really comes from state gas tax and vehicle registration fees. We don't receive any direct input from Ingham County itself, property taxes or anything from the county itself. Really, it's a case of gas tax collection statewide and then our share of that. And with the economy being down and a lot of people out of work and not commuting and taking vacations, that type of thing, we have had quite a reduction in gas tax receipts over the last half dozen years. It's actually been down close to 20% from about a half dozen years ago. And meanwhile, costs have been rising for things like asphalt, fuel for our trucks, and salt. Salt has actually doubled in the last half dozen years, by the way. It's up to about $49 a ton. So that's really impacted our ability to pave our roads and chip seal them and do other maintenance activities in the summer.
Have you gotten a sense of what you can expect from revenue from gas taxes this year?
We are being advised by the Department of Transportation that it could be down about another 3% from 2010, and 2010 was about on par from 2009, but altogether it had been down about 17% from our high year of, I believe, 2004. So we're going to be down about 20% from half a dozen years ago is what the prediction is. Now, I'm hearing in the media that the economy is picking up a little bit, car sales are up a little bit, employment at least is remaining even and not unemployment is not rising, but hopefully it starts to fall and people get back to work and start buying gas to get to work and for other activities, and our revenue would then pick up.
All right, Bill, I'm going to play Santa Claus. I'm going to give you an open checkbook. How much do you think you would need? How many roads are out there that you'd like to fix in an ideal world?
Well, we could, if I had an open check and all the needs I have accumulated right now, I bet I could use close to $20, $30 million, to bring everything up to a good condition. We did a rough estimate a few years ago, and we were somewhere between $20 and $30 million, depending on exactly what we do. With our annual revenue stream from the gas tax revenue being right around $11 million, and that going down a little bit every year, that's, like you say, a bit of a Christmas dream there. So,
is there another source or other sources where you can find additional revenues aside from the gas tax?
Well, we get federal revenue. There's a federal gas tax as well. When people buy gas, they pay 19 cents a gallon state gas tax, and I believe it's 18 cents a gallon federal tax. The federal revenue comes back to us for special road improvement projects, like the Mount Hope project that we did last year as an example. Or the stimulus program helped us the year before that. We did a lot of work on Waverly Road and Marsh Road and a couple other roads with that. So we do get federal revenue, but that's only a few million a year, about $3-4 million a year, and we use that for the bigger road improvement projects. The state revenue pays for our operating expense, the snowstorm cleanups, the operation of our agency, and maintenance materials such as chip sealing and patching. We really could use more of both. We use the federal revenue, of course, for the road improvement projects, and the state revenue would enable us to do more maintenance with our own staff.
And finally, any information out there about raising the gas tax to try and create more revenue?
Well, if people agree with what we're saying on the program today and they feel inclined, they may want to talk with their elected representatives. I know that in talking with the state reps from the Ingham County area, I think they are generally supportive of enhanced revenue for us. The question is timing relative to the economy. I think the elected officials are a little bit reticent to raise the gas tax until the economy shows a little more signs of life. But I do believe our Ingham County delegation is relatively supportive of a state gas tax.
All right, Bill, I have got to run. Thank you so much, sir.
Thanks so much for having me.